10 years ago, the General Assembly held a special session on the question of drugs, and the idea was to have a drug-free world. What would you wish to see in another 10 years?
On the positive side, the UNGERS, as we would call it, introduced a number of measures, and these measures were also implemented in the countries. Some of the measures are showing effects. We see this in lots of developed countries, that the drug problem is actually declining as compared to 5 years or 10 years ago. This is not yet the case in developing countries. So what we would like to see is the achievements made in developed countries also getting a hold and becoming stronger in the developing countries. Second, we have seen the drug problem or the drug production is really concentrated in a handful of countries. And even there, in a handful of provinces, if you look at Afghanistan, 80% of the production is just concentrated in the south of the country, while the rest of the country has actually made progress in reducing opium production and cultivation. If you look to Colombia, half of the production is concentrated in just 10 municipalities. So you see a very strong concentration, and there is the hope that gradually the areas of non-production or of low production will increase, and those of the high production eventually can be controlled and will come under control.